Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Mayor Mike Corianis. We're going to talk about two very important things when it comes to cities and towns, power and water. I think that should cover it. Mr. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how are things in Price City? How are things going right now?
So busy, and there's a lot of good things happening, and it's exciting. As a council and as a Price City staff, there's a lot of things happening, and it's also community involvement that's exciting.
And you were saying that everybody's busy. It's not just you.
Oh,
everybody on the city council's running around. They've got plenty of things to do. So
that's what's making it successful is the council is very supportive in this cause of trying to diversify economically and listening to the community to make a difference in the community.
All right, well, let's dive right in, and we'll start first with something that's, you know, very important. It's kind of on everybody's mind right now, especially headed into the spring and the summer months, water.
Exactly. You know, water is very important, and, you know, we are trying to secure our water with a lower retention basin. Now, notice I didn't say Garley Reservoir, because basically that was the proposed site. When I first got into office, there was a lot of opposition. There was a lot of controversy. So we received money to do this study. Now, it's an environmental impact study. It takes 2 years. We had a meeting just the other day, and one of the committee members from that committee that we put together said, I don't think this engineering group is doing what we need done quick enough. And I said, no, this environmental impact study takes 2 years because they're looking at all the different sites that were proposed. Now, these are sites that the community came forward and said, what about this site? What about that site? And so from this study, this engineering group is looking at and listening to our community to see where is the best site for this lower retention basin. So at these different sites, they have to look at the plants. They have to look at all the species to see if it's going to impact us environmentally. That's what this is all about. So it doesn't happen overnight. Then also this engineering group is trying to do something where they're looking at when we go to put this basin in, we will be able, once it's in, we can maintain it. That's the other part of this that people don't realize. Who's going to maintain it? Price City and the residents or the county? And so that's the other thing that we're looking at. So this study is taking everything in view, and so that we're not blindsided and get in trouble down the road. And, you know, the water that we retain, it'll be very important, but then it's going to help us down the road.
I think the one thing that people need to understand is that right now, where we're having runoff and everything, all the water that's coming out of there, nobody's really getting to keep any of it.
Exactly. And so that's why we're doing this study. The engineering group is looking at how much water is coming down. Now, are they going to get a good evaluation this year because we're in a drought year? That's, you know, this cycle, we're in the lower end of this cycle, and we're looking at those things. But it's going to be done right. That's the main thing. I've grown up with a term from the power plant, do it right the first time, and that's what we want to do.
And so did they just start this project? How long is the project going to be? What's the finished completion date?
So we started this project with getting the comments from the community back in July. So it's a two-year study. So next summer, we should have a good document that says, here's where we want to put this lower retention basin. And it's going to be secure. You know, the Army Corps of Engineers are looking at it also. They've partnered with this project. That's huge in this still. Hopefully by July.
July of next year.
Yes.
We'll be having a better idea of where we're going to put this thing and hopefully try and start saving some water.
Exactly.
All right. So let's move over to the other side of the thing and power. Let's talk about power and what's going on in Price City with power right now.
So, you know, our power needs, we have a little bit of in our portfolio of hydro, we have wind, and we have coal. And so, you know, with the attack on fossil fuel, and we need to look at the future of our power needs. And where is the best source of power for our future? But also, we're listening to one of our biggest customers, USU Eastern. They are looking at renewable energy. That's a big deal in this world, that, you know, this power industry. If you can be the first one to say that you are powered with renewable energy, you will be sustainable. You're marketable, not sustainable, but you're marketable. That's where we went to the table, and we put together a committee. There was myself, Rick Davis, Amy Jesperson, Lisa Richens, Brett Kamens, and we started looking at the future and what the need was. Also, we were listening to USU Eastern. So from that, USU Eastern can say next year, 2022, they're going to be 100% renewable energy. And so then, you know, that's the other part, is we secured power for them. So then for the rest of the community and our demand and our sustainability, we're looking at... We as a council approved a project. It's called Muddy Creek, that is starting now and will be developed in 2022. And we are looking at to see if that's something we want to do. Muddy Creek is a natural gas power plant, and that's another fossil fuel. But with their process, they could become green power, and that's where we're securing, because as these coal power plants close around us that UAMPS has in their portfolio. Now you look at Huntington and Hunter. Are they a participant of UAMPS? Hunter Unit 2 is, but the rest of the power plants in our area are not. So that's why we had to start securing power now and looking at what other power plants in UAMPS portfolio are going to be closed. That's why we're getting ahead of the game.
So by putting USU Eastern to renewables next year, does that kind of take a burden off of the power grid for Price City? Is that how that's going to work? Or
it doesn't.
How does that?
It won't take the demand off of Price City, but they will be using a portion of that power and saying they are 100% renewable. So we have hydro, we have the wind, and we have solar that we are going to be providing for that institution. President Cockett, she's the president of Utah State University. When we made that announcement, she's ecstatic, because here, you know, universities are very competitive, you know, and in all aspects. So when they can say our institution is the first institution in the state of Utah to be 100% solar energy or renewable energy, it's huge. It's a marketing deal that they can show and tout and bring students in, and that's what we want to do. We want to grow this university, and so I'm very excited about that.
All right, so Mayor Mike Coriantis, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And water and power, it's two very important things, and it sounds like we've got them under control, and hopefully by the summer of next year we'll figure out what the water's going to do, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in once again today.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.